Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Good evening, and thank you very much for joining us. Now we'll turn to Nels Anderson, the Democrat in Senate District Q. Neither of the Republicans are here. Mr. Anderson, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and the boundaries of District Q? That might help some of our people.
Basically goes from the Anchor River to Nikiski and goes to Sterling. And so it's the main portion of the Kenai Peninsula as far as the boundaries are concerned. I've been there as a physician for the last 25 years. I've delivered between 2,000 and 3,000 babies, so I know some of the population, at least from that. I've served on the school board for 15 years and also been a scoutmaster and a number of other things, and that's where I am.
You're a private practice physician,
though. Yes.
And are you still practicing?
Yes.
If you got to Juneau, what's the first thing you'd want to focus on?
Well, I have three issues that I have. I have some health care issues that I have concern about. I have education issues I have concern about, and I also have job creation. In education, for example, the Kenai Peninsula is unique in having been shorted probably $200 million by the legislature over the last 20-plus years by not implementing the area cost differential, and our students and our borough have suffered because of that. Recently, the legislature has decided to do something about that, but instead of implementing that entirely, they're putting it in over a number of years. I think that is wrong and needs to change. I think we need to, for example, get an interactive network throughout the state that would allow any student in any area of the state to take classes through the best that we have, and I think that's possible. Larry Ellison thought he could do it in 1994, and I think we can do it now.
As a physician, what have you noticed about health care that, in your experience, just isn't working? I realize this might be a long list.
You know, we're not going to solve the health care problems entirely at the state level. Unfortunately, a lot of that is going to be at the national level. There are some specific things I think I can do. I made a list of a number of them. One is, for example, physicians and dentists as well are penalized by what's called the Most Favored Nation Clause. That is, if they give free or reduced care to patients, they have to give that same price to the Medicaid patients. So they can't basically give charity care.
There's no incentive.
There's no incentive to do it. Preferred provider contracts. I had a patient, for example, who I sent with an impending heart attack to Anchorage to get catheterized. He got catheterized, got five stents put in, came back and said, you know when you sent me? I said, yeah. He said, well, I'm a retired Chevron employee, and I thought I had good insurance. But he said it cost me $22,000 because the Alaska Heart Institute was not a preferred provider, and I had to pay for it. I would like to see the preferred provider clause be changed to allow patients to select their physician. The insurance companies can pay what they want, but the patients ought to be able to select their physicians. And I have a whole bunch more. We can't go into that.
Okay, and we will run out of time. And we should probably try to diversify the discussion a little bit. What did you make of the AGIA process and the outcome?
I'm concerned about the AGIA process. Our two local representatives voted against it, and our senator voted for it. One concern I have is the treble damages that would go to TransCanada if we brought enough gas down to actually run some economic development. We had Dow Chemical in the Kenai a couple of years ago that would have been there if we'd had the gas for them. We lost our Agrium plant because we didn't have the gas for them. If we go over the limited amount, I think the AGIA process is going to hurt us very badly towards getting an in-state gas line that will do other than just provide home heating.
Okay. We're kind of in between here, so I'm going to turn to your final statement. You have 1 minute. Please give us your final statement.
Okay, great. My father was a professor of political science, and I was raised to believe that honorable public service was one of the most noble goals in life, and I still believe that. I don't have to go to Juneau. I have a whole bunch of other things that I really like to do in life, but I also have some concerns. I believe that someday soon in Alaska, we will be able to not have patients suffer and die because of lack of health care. I think that we can, with interactive education, for example, provide a quality education for all of our students throughout the state. I think that we have a number of students who go out, get well-trained, and then have no jobs to come back to Alaska because they have trained themselves out of a job in Alaska. We need to bring those back. I think, for example, bringing a high-class molecular biology unit that would go with private industry and the public together would be one way to do that. I know how to work with people who disagree with me. I know how to find solutions. And so I think I'm well qualified with that. When faced with complex issues, I try to simplify. When I've been on the school board, basically that simplification was what's best for kids. If I'm sent to Juneau, it will be what's best for the people of Alaska.